I'm your host, Catherine Valsley, and welcome to Unpack with Cat. I'm so ecstatic. I'm really, really excited to unpack this topic with you all. Just really happy to be speaking with you all. I'm feeling really, good spirits. I always love the energy of a Sunday. It's just something about it. And today's message, we talked all about being blessed to be a blessing. And I think that's exactly what takes place within this platform, within this space. Every single day I receive messages about, how messages are resonating, the impact that they're having, the way it makes people feel. And trust me, I'm just the messenger. So whenever I'm able to sit down and record, I'm just automatically really happy. I'm like, all right, it's time to be a blessing. And I really hope that this message is a blessing to a lot of people, because it's just something that I've been struggling with, I think, for the whole of 2023, honestly. But as you all know, I don't really have a lot of fluff. I am really happy that it's spring, and I've been sharing like all my garden posts and just everything that's blooming and just the energy of spring that I love so much. Of course, y'all know I always hope that everyone is doing well. And if not, I'm always sending you so much love as you go through this temporary storm. But, this episode is going to be really casual. Grab your snacks, grab your wine, get your shoes on for a walk, grab your blanket, get into bed, start making a meal, grab some water. Like, y'all know the vibes. Do whatever feels good to you as you listen. Let's just talk transparently. Let's just have a discussion for this one, because I think transparency and vulnerability is really powerful. And I think that I'm never alone in what I'm struggling with, so it's on my heart to share. Let's get into it. So as y'all can see, the title of today's episode is Don't Self-Sabotage, Allow Yourself to Experience Greater. And honestly, there's a lot of categories that can go with under this topic, because this topic, I feel like, can apply to every single category within your life. But we are going to start off with romance. Surprisingly, y'all know this podcast is not all about dating and romance, but I think there's, a time and place. I think within this title and this topic, it really, really applies. So if you didn't know, a few weeks ago, I decided I was ready to start dating again. And I made the decision because I could tell, like, my heart is very open to you all. It's very open to love and joy and everything like that. But it was kind of really closed off to romantic interests. Like, I didn't think that. And it's a little hard to explain, because I had a vision for my life and I saw within it a loving life partner. Like, I saw a beautiful relationship, beautiful friendships, a beautiful family, community. And it's like, friendship-wise, my heart could do that. Community, I can do this. But dating, like, I didn't realize, but I had to step back and I'm like, girl, you're kind of avoiding this. And I think that deep down, I knew that I needed to healthily challenge myself to step out of my comfort zone and soften my heart when it came to like romantic interactions. So that's exactly what I did. And I remember coming on this podcast. I don't remember what episode it was, but I was like, y'all, I don't know how long I can last. This is a lot. Like, the dating world is scaring me, but I'll update you when the time comes. So the update is here. It almost sounds unbelievable to hear myself say that I feel like I've met someone that was customized to my exact request. And it's not like, they were just like built in a machine. But, I'm very intentional when it comes to things like this. And I'm always writing things down. So, of course, I've always written down the characteristics I'm looking for, traits, different values I want them to have, different beliefs, I think all of that is important when you're actually looking for something long term, and you're actually like, we gotta have alignment here. And so, yes, this man, y'all, everything is there. So kind, so thoughtful, very patient, attentive, such a gentleman, a very strong communicator. I really appreciate a person that knows how to listen and like patiently listen. The psych in me, I'm observing all of this. And so I stepped back from our first date, which, by the way, that lasted so long because the conversation was really effortless. Like, I blinked and hours had gone by. And I'm definitely the type of person, I can talk to almost anyone. I'm pretty personable, but like for hours and hours to go by. Yeah. All right. So when I get home, I'm so happy. I'm like, wow, I'm just so happy. I pushed past my nerves. I stepped out of my comfort zone. Like, this has been amazing. This was a great first date. I'm just overjoyed, you know, all the emotions. But it's crazy because by the next morning, I woke up and already a lot of fear was setting in, a lot of anxiety. I'm feeling so overwhelmed because even though it was the best first interaction I probably ever had with a man in a romantic setting and everything that I asked for, the healthiness of it and the wholesomeness of it is really unfamiliar to me. And so even though it felt so nice in the moment, when I stepped away, it didn't feel comfortable. It felt really scary. It felt unknown. It felt risky. Like, I think that those who understand will understand, if I was sitting there with someone who had characteristics that I was used to, I wouldn't have had a good time. Like, that's definitely not the case. I wouldn't have gone home happy either, but I would have felt comfortable. There would be no risk. There would be no unfamiliarity. I would know exactly what to expect. And quite frankly, that requires no challenge from me. And so what we don't always talk about is when greater is presented and whatever form it may be, and we are not used to greater. Sometimes, actually a lot of the time, for me, always, there is an urge to run, to retreat, to avoid, to ignore, to ghost, and even possibly to attack. Like sometimes we don't even know what to do with greater. Is this a joke? Is this a prank? Is this fake? Is this manipulation? Like, is this a threat to my well-being? And am I missing something? I talk, you know, all the time. I feel like every single episode about the nervous system. And when the nervous system is not familiar with something and the nervous system is not regulated, it views unfamiliarity as danger. So I just want to speak to the point that when someone good enters your life, and we can actually move past just romantically, okay, but romantically for sure, platonically, spiritually, community-wise, friendship, leadership, when you aren't used to greater, please challenge yourself not to run. Challenge yourself not to be avoidant. Challenge yourself to face the uncomfortable feelings that lie within unfamiliarity, that lie within healthy challenges. Challenge yourself to express difficult feelings. Challenge yourself to be patient. Don't let self-sabotage take over. Don't let fear take over. Don't let anxiety take over. Push through, because on the other side is what you're praying or hoping for. And for those of you that do believe in God, you know, if you don't, you can kind of skip over this. It's real that when exactly what you are looking, exactly what is good for you, exactly what would add to your life, exactly what would be a blessing to your life, exactly what is aligned with your life is right in front of you. Spiritual warfare is real. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just... And I feel like I said this before in episodes, there are a lot of forces that'll try and pull you to what isn't the best for you. You're going to get, you know, no pushback, no issues, because it's not aligned. It's going to hold you back. Sometimes we perceive the messaging that when something that is for us arrive, it's supposed to be effortless. You know what I'm saying? So in my head, I'm not supposed to feel any anxiety. You know what I'm saying? I'm not supposed to feel any fear, but I just don't believe that that rule applies to everybody. You know what I'm saying? When greater is unfamiliar and unfamiliar feels dangerous, it's not always going to be effortless. And I think that you can feel a lot of pushback even when something is meant for you, you know, has your name on it. There can be a fight for that. And so I guess my point with this before going to my next point is that I'm always pro listening to your intuition, listening to your body, but you have to get to know your body to be able to understand, when is it my intuition? When is it something else overriding? And I said this before, intuition is usually going to come through in a very calm, steady, stable voice. That's usually, I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but that's usually how intuition is going to be. It's calm, it's steady, it's stable. When is something else entering? Because we're going to get a lot of thoughts that enter that aren't always ours and aren't always, you know, those are usually going to be very panicky, very sporadic, very all over the place, very jumpy. And so learn to be able to distinguish the two so that, like I'm saying, you don't self-sabotage thinking, oh, this is my intuition speaking, something's wrong here. Because like I'm saying, the threats are not always threats. And fear is a very dangerous emotion because it can recognize things that aren't even an issue. Like, some, I'm very scared of spiders. And if I see anything that remotely even, I'm screaming, I'm running, but it's usually like a lint ball or something. Fear can distinguish things that aren't a threat to you as a threat. That is my little ramble on that. Let's move to my next point. So it's been on my heart to do an episode titled Keep Them Blocked, but so far it's not flowing the way that I want it to just yet. And so what I will say on that topic is that a large part of preventing self-sabotage when it comes to romance and also platonic relationships is keeping the people that have shown you all they need to show you blocked. B-L-O-C-K-E-D, blocked. Not muted, not unfollowed, blocked. No access. Because this is the thing, and what I had to learn, I have a very forgiving heart. I think a lot of people have very forgiving hearts, and I don't think there's wrong with having a forgiving heart. But what I did wrong was that I would allow that forgiving heart to forgive while still allowing access to the same people I had to pray to heal from. There is no healing remaining in an environment that tried to take you out. And I'm really not being dramatic when I say take you out. There are people that may not have tried to end your life necessarily, but they tried to crush your spirit. They tried to crush your esteem. They tried to crush your sense of self, your well-being, your reputation, your dreams, your confidence. Like, the list really goes on and on and on. And I need you to understand that a part of the key to greater is no access at all for those who have shown you all you need to see. Because once again, forgiveness, compassion, empathy does not and should not be attached to access to your life. Because access within your space, your emotional space, your mental space, your physical space is valuable. And when you're moving in a way which you are calling in relationships that are greater than you've ever experienced, you must be able to shut and lock the door to what no longer matches that or serves you. So I have a lot more to say on that topic. But I hope that y'all are hearing me. Cause I feel like I just have to be real with y'all. sometimes I just like to keep it cute and, you know, just kind of say something like that and not really go much further. But I 100% know that me being able to meet this person was like, oh y'all, test after test. They're like, are you ready for this? Can you handle this? Because I've had a pattern of when things are feeling unsteady to me, as I've said before, and I feel a little unstable, I'm feeling a little nervous, I will run back to what I'm comfortable to. Not even like I want to get back together. None of that. It's about familiarity. It's about there's no risk. It's not a healthy challenge to me. It's not, you know, my feelings are pretty stable. I know what to expect. It's nothing more, nothing less. The beginning of this year was definitely a turning point for me because I had to really look myself in the mirror and I'm like, girl, you're 22 now. This has been happening since you were, what, like 15, 16? Okay, that's like 7 years. Okay, so like in the moment, it doesn't feel that crazy. You know, it doesn't feel like it's so, it feels harmless, you know, when you're just responding back because you're just responding back. You're not really thinking much of it. It's like, oh, whatever. But as months and months go by, years can go by, and this person is still looming in your emotional, physical space, where is the room for the person that you're calling in to even enter? There's no room for that person. I don't want to use the words like deserve, but it's like, how am I calling in this type of person? But I don't have the discipline to remove myself from the situation. And I know how tough it can be. I know how tough it can be, especially, you know, when you're young and it's all you've known and it's scary and it's like, well, am I gonna, you know, I know all the thoughts. Trust me, y'all. Trust me. I did it, I think it was December or something that I did it. And it was tough for me because there's been times in this year, like, especially my mom was in the hospital and I'm, you know, times where I'm just like, I just need what I know. But I know that what I know, even though I know it, has caused me a lot of harm. And so what I need, what is actually valuable to me, needs to be able to enter, and I need to let this go. And I need to keep them blocked. You know, I was a block and, I was a block and it's not even taken seriously because I'll unblock you later. So I just wanted to share that because I didn't want to come across like it's not something I haven't struggled with, that I'm giving y'all that whole rundown. And, you know, it's just like easier said than done, Kat. Like, no, like, trust me, I get it. And I'm sitting here like, what is this, 6 months in, no contact? 5-6 months in, no contact. And I'm telling you, my life is changing for the better in the romance section, but even platonically, the same thing, you know, friends where it's the same when you block, when you revoke the access, when you clear up that space. Like the girls that I'm speaking to now, the women that are I'm beginning to surround myself with are very like just aligned, beautiful minds, great conversations, comedy, funny, lots of laughs, good, you know, ideas, inspirational, and the community. All of this can only happen because the access to those who have shown me what they needed to show me was revoked. So that is my spiel. We are going to move on to the next point now. So let's move on to finances and like career opportunities and just, you know, opportunities in general. I feel like I could kind of transition to that too. But I told you all how in February, I think it was February, that I signed with the agency. And, you know, after the meeting, I was like literally about to email them. I don't know if I said this, that I was going to email them like, never mind, you can like, you know, take me out of there. You don't even have to like, it's okay. It's okay. I don't think I should sign with you all. And that was truly just the fear of what experiencing greater would feel or look like. And it's crazy because I prayed, I was writing it down, like I'm going to sign with them. You know, they were like the dream for me and the dream was in front of me. I'm talking with the dream. I get off a call with the dream and I'm like, I should just take myself out the running. Like, oh my goodness, like this is too much. And so I guess that's why I started this by saying, I feel like I've been struggling with this whole year. I never want to brag. And so I don't want to come across as like I'm bragging in this next part. I hope you all know that. I share good things that happen because I want it to kind of be a testimony or kind of, I just always want people to understand that good things are possible. And so that's what I'm sharing. That's the energy in which I'm sharing it. But at the beginning of the year, I wrote down like different brands that I want to work with, the agency that I want to work with, trips that I wanted to take, and just overall, you know, my finances and, you know, the friendships community that I want to cultivate. And so everything is kind of in motion at this point in time of everything that I wrote down, but I'm still so scared. I'm still like almost running from it all, almost trying to sabotage it all. And so that's how this episode came to be. But I think, you know, the finance side of this, a huge issue for me has been understanding that, hey, this amount of money is possible for you. This amount of money is aligned with the value of your work, the value of your ideas, your creativity. You are deserving. You can accept it. Matter of fact, beyond accepting it, you should negotiate for it and stand strong on it when you do. A lot of people don't understand. When you go from minimum wage to having to discuss larger numbers, it's very uneasy. It's very nerve-wracking. It's very stressful. It's very anxiety-inducing. And so I had no problem being told what I was going to make at 18 to 19, which again was under $15 an hour. But to stand strong on how much I want to make at 22, it's so scary. It's so nerve-wracking. And there's parts of me that, like I keep on saying, want to run and want to hide when I do so. Parts of me that want to say, never mind, just pay me whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I'm happy for something. Something is better than nothing. But just as this title, and by the way, it's a terrible, I do not agree with that saying anymore at all. But just as this title says, experiencing greater in every category of your life, but especially financially, is a scary thing to do. Greater is associated with more risk, more energy is attached to it. And so my prayer now, and maybe something that y'all can journal about or affirm to yourself, like as an affirmation at the beginning or the end of your day, is once I receive greater in whatever category it is in my life, guide me on what to do with it, how to manage it, how to care for it. I think those are very powerful questions because we can talk all day about, I want this, I want this, I want this. But when it comes, how are you going to react? Are you prepared? How are you going to handle it? Because it's for you. That part, you know, has already been decided, approved. It's an alignment for you. Now, what are you going to do? I feel like I've had on my heart, I've been kind of hearing like, Kat, you know, this is what you said you wanted. It's right there. Are you up to the challenge of like how to keep it, how to grow it, how to maintain it? I think growth, that word growth is really heavy on me. Are you up to the challenge of how to grow it? Okay, here's the, you know, it can be anything. Here's like, can you grow this? The community, can you grow this? You know, and it's a challenge because the other side, like I keep saying, is greater. And so ultimately, another point on all of this on my heart too is that when I am blessed with greater, I'm always like, hey, I'm blessed to be a blessing. And so with the dating experiences that I'm having now, I see it as like, you know, it's good to talk about it, share it, because not a lot of Black women can always speak on healthy dating experiences and speak on what it means to leave what you know. And that scary thing to find something that is so beautiful and challenging, but a healthy challenge. And then finances, same thing. When I'm able to make more money, I'm able to give more. If that's to my church, if that's to someone I know that is struggling, if that's to an organization, whatever it may be, I'm in the better means to give more when I receive more peace and ease in my life, as I share with y'all in the last episode, and being able to wake up and not feel like a foot is on my chest. Then I can come record, share ideas, speak with people, be an effective listener, hold more space for people, be more patient. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's how I view it. And that also helps me run away from being scared of the greater. I'm like, Kat, you being able to handle the greater means that you're able to give more to others as well, or like others can experience greater through you as well. That's just another perspective that's been helping me a lot during this time, and I hope continues to help me as this year go on. But the silence for me on this platform and kind of all my platforms has been, I'm just struggling with that, like struggling with the good that's happening and how to manage it in a way that I, you know, don't lose it. And so I know that I'm not alone. I know that someone listening is going through the exact same thing, or, you know, maybe just needed this reminder, and I'm just happy to be here to do it. I think I sent my friend a post that was like, give yourself permission to experience greater, even when it's scary. And I think, yeah, my first episode of the year was like, give yourself permission to be a beginner or something, or allow yourself to be a beginner. So kind of same thing here, allow yourself to experience greater, whatever that looks like for you. And in whatever category, like I said, if that's a travel opportunity, if that's a leadership opportunity, if that's a networking opportunity, because y'all, oh my goodness, COVID has messed with my social skills. I'm being invited to different events and I'm scared, I'm nervous. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to talk to so many people. But it's pushing past the uncomfortability. It's stepping just outside that sweet spot, just outside your comfort zone, where it's not too much, you know, not going to send you into a full-blown panic attack, but it's going to place a healthy challenge. But I just want to emphasize, this is in every category. Today, I just kind of narrowed down on the people and the finances, because that's kind of been my thing. But whatever it is that's going on with you, arts, music, school, a better school option. Oh my goodness, I took myself out the running. I remember when I was applying to college, there was an honors college option. And the first thing I said when someone said I should apply to it was, I'm not going to get in. That's crazy. I got in with the scholarship too. So my whole point, y'all, allow yourself to experience greater and don't be the one to block yourself. I think this kind of ties into my nothing is too good for you episode, but a little bit of a twist. So I have a lot more to say on some of the topics that I mentioned in this, and I have a really, really strong episode, I think, coming about like compassion over judgment, and the Keep Them Block episode, and some other, a lot of ideas brewing. Okay, so I'm really excited to share with y'all. I'm really excited to share for the summer with y'all. If you've been enjoying this podcast, I always appreciate your reviews and ratings. They mean the world to me, and it's what helps, I believe, push it out to other people who, you know, need to hear it, need to listen. I think my only goal with this space is reaching the people that need to hear it, period. So it's really always been about that for me. We are about to hit a milestone of 300,000 downloads, but yeah, I just want whoever needs to hear this. If there's someone in your heart, send it to you. You can send it. I appreciate always the love, the support, the DMs, the reposts, the comments, everything. I'm always so happy to interact with y'all, and I just always love your feedback. I hope that your first week of May has been off to a great start. If not, I'm hoping it begins to turn around, and I know that it will. Sending you all so much love always. Thank you so much for tuning in. I shall see you.